What if everything you believed about how life unfolds was wrong? For decades, we've been sold a comforting lie that life follows a predictable arc. Go to school, build a career, get married, raise kids, retire. But when Bruce Feiler's father, a man who'd never been depressed a day in his life, attempted suicide after developing Parkinson's, it shattered this illusion. That phone call launched a 7-year quest, interviewing hundreds of Americans about their life stories, uncovering a radical truth. The linear life is dead. We're living in an era of unprecedented disruption, experiencing a major life change every 12 to 18 months. Yet nobody's teaching us how to navigate this new reality. The average person will spend half their adult life, roughly 30 years, in transition. This isn't a bug in the system. It's the new operating system itself. The old life narrative, education, career, family, retirement, has collapsed. When asked, what shape is your life, people describe spirals, butterflies, circles, anything but a straight line. We're experiencing a fundamental transformation in how human lives unfold, comparable to the shift from agricultural to industrial time. Consider Christy Moore, a high school dropout and teenage mother who ran a small restaurant while raising 3 children, constantly threatened by medical debt. During library visits, she discovered classic literature that ignited something dormant. She enrolled at Armstrong Atlantic State University, studying flashcards at red lights and in waiting rooms. 16 years later, she received her PhD in adult education, a journey from GED to doctorate that followed no predetermined path. The industrial age made us time-obsessed, reinforced by psychology's staged models, Eric Erickson's 8 Stages, Daniel Levinson's Seasons of Life, viewing existence as a one-way street to success. But these frameworks are too rigid. The average person today changes jobs 13 times, moves nearly 12 times, and navigates countless identity shifts. Life isn't following a script anymore. It's improvisation. The average person faces 30 to 40 major life disruptors across their lifetime, one every 12 to 18 months. Marriage rates have fallen by 2/3 since 1950, and half of all children experience parental divorce. Most people change at least one core aspect of identity, where they live, sexual orientation, socioeconomic class. The mythical midlife crisis has been debunked. Only a quarter of people report midlife challenges, stemming from specific events, not existential despair. Life events, once concentrated in specific decades, now scatter across our entire lifespan. Not all disruptions are equal. Some shake us to our core, what we might call life quakes. These massive bursts of change fundamentally shift the meaning, purpose, or direction of our lives. The average person experiences 3 to 5 life quakes in a lifetime. Roughly 1 in 10 disruptors becomes life-altering. Lisa Ludovici worked 14-hour days as a Manhattan ad executive until overhearing colleagues discuss her sourness. She quit the next day, stumbled into hypnotherapy school, and was cured of 41 years of migraines during training. A decade later, she became New York City's leading certified medical hypnotist. That's a life quake, a complete reorientation of existence. 75 years of research reveals 3 essential ingredients for meaning, the ABCs. A is agency, autonomy, creativity, mastery, the belief you can impact the world. B is belonging, relationships and community. C is cause, a calling or mission beyond yourself. These correspond to 3 narrative identities: our me story, where we're the hero, our we story, where we belong to a community, and our thee story, where we serve something larger. Christian Picciolini's story illustrates this powerfully. Born to struggling Italian immigrants, isolated and lonely, he was recruited at 14 by a skinhead leader, offering community and purpose. He became America's neo-Nazi leader while still a teenager. His transformation began through human connection, feeling empathy for a Black teenager he'd beaten, developing relationships with diverse customers at his record store, and holding his newborn son. I realized he could be manipulated, and maybe I had been too. When asked what shape captures their lives, people reveal their core values. Half choose trajectories like rivers, reflecting agency. 2 and 5 select enclosed shapes like hearts representing belonging. 3 and 10 pick symbols like crosses representing cause. Understanding your dominant shape helps identify what you value most and what needs rebalancing. We can deliberately shift between dimensions of meaning during transitions. Jamie Levine embodied this. Growing up with financial insecurity, he became obsessed with wealth, working at Goldman Sachs during the go-go 80s. His life was pure line defined by personal achievement. Then his daughter Scarlett was born with a rare intestinal condition requiring lifelong IV nutrition. After being fired, Jamie shifted to biotech, changed his leadership style, and prioritized family. His identity transformed from line-focused to circle-focused. Nearly half of people experiencing life quakes describe them as metaphorical deaths. A part of me died that day, or I was reborn. Many welcome these symbolic deaths. This breach in normalcy forces us to revisit our life story. 3/4 said their biggest life quake caused them to rewrite their life narrative. The most common shape shifts involve pivoting from self-orientation to service or relationships. Anne-Marie D'Angelo went from prima ballerina to life coach for injured dancers. Anne Raymer transformed from mild-mannered mom to fierce pediatric cancer advocate after her dying son was denied clinical trials. We're not trapped in one dimension of meaning. We can deliberately rebalance our lives when circumstances demand it. 7 essential tools emerged from hundreds of conversations about navigating transitions. First is acceptance, the hardest yet most liberating step. Charles Gossett, spiraling downward for years, stopped when acceptance appeared on a screen during treatment. "For the first time, I stopped," he said, finally accepting his alcoholism and beginning recovery. The greatest emotions people struggle with are fear, 27%, sadness, 19%, and shame, 15%. Second is marking change through rituals. 78% create structure through tattoos, ceremonies, or cleansing when life becomes unpredictable. Third is shedding old mindsets, relinquishing outdated habits like animals molting for growth. Fourth is creating something new. At peak chaos, people respond with creativity through dancing, cooking, painting, writing. Fifth is sharing your journey. We need help navigating change. Sixth is launching your new self through first normal moments that symbolize recovery. Seth Mnookin found joy paying bills after overcoming heroin addiction. Mundane acts become transformative first steps. Seventh is telling your new story. Repairing our life narrative integrates exceptional events into meaningful chapters, the crown jewel of transition. Transitions take far longer than expected, averaging 5 years, with 3/4 lasting 4 years or more. If we experience 3 to 5 life quakes in our adult lives, we may spend 30 plus years, half our lifetime, in transition. This isn't an aberration. This is life now. 5 truths emerge. Transitions are becoming more plentiful, making us a people in perpetual flux. They're non-linear, pinball, not hopscotch. They take longer than expected, making transitions a lifetime sport that no one is teaching us how to play. They're autobiographical occasions, requiring narrative repairs. And they're essential, not hostile terrain to soldier through, but fertile ground, offering both tumult and creativity. The linear life promised security, but delivered stagnation. The nonlinear life offers something more valuable, the freedom to reinvent ourselves repeatedly. As one person put it, life is not about waiting for the rain to stop. It's about learning to dance in the rain. When the next life quake strikes, remember, you're not broken. You're in transition, and that's exactly where transformation begins.